Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much again for calling into the Zernia Show. I truly appreciate the fact that you guys are listening and the fact that you continuously are giving us some of your valuable and precious time. And I hope that all of these shows that are coming to you are meaningful and that you're getting something out of them. As in, how is it if you're leading people and nobody's following, all you're doing is taking a walk? Well, we hope that we're not taking a walk. And from what we're getting in feedback coming back to us, and also in what I'm seeing from the actual call reports and listening reports, it appears that we're making an impact on several people's lives, you know, as we grow and develop and try to bring you the best information and the most information as we can possibly bring. Again, most of our shows, we try to stay very upbeat. Today, we're talking about trying to moving on with your life and trying to make better with your life. Now, last week, we started off with the first part of this particular series. So if you haven't heard the first one, which was day one, week one, I'd appreciate it if you would go back and listen to that show and then come back to this show. Consider yourself kind of as a head start. But from week one, what we talked about was, you know, a few things to try to start to get you online and put you in the path of where you can make the necessary corrections in your life so that you can move forward and become the person that you were meant to be, not necessarily the person that you are. Not that who you are isn't a very valuable and important thing, but all of us are capable of much, much more than what we actually are producing and what we're experiencing. We all deserve a great and wonderful life. We all deserve to be the people that other people look at and go, wow, I wish I had that person's life or way of looking at things. However, we also need to remember that the grass is not always greener on the other side. And if we want to get there, then we also need to realize that there's certain things that we need to do, certain ways we need to step up in order for us to change our lives so that we can experience those things that we look at other people and go, wow, I wish I had this. So today's show, we're going to start talking on that second week. Again, the first week was about breathing, taking in, you know, the proper amounts of water, concentration. You know, we talked about belief. We talked about, you know, a number of different things, eating correctly and starting to try to get that mindset. Also getting a journal. Your journal is a very important tool, ladies and gentlemen. However, if you don't use your journal, it's not going to serve you. It's not going to be something that you can go back on and find the areas where you made a mistake or the areas where you need to make corrections or the areas where you need to make some adjustments, not only in your life, but in your world. You know, this is about you, but please understand that you're really not doing this just for you. You're doing this for the people that you would help if you were in the position to help. You're doing this to set an example for other people that may look up to you as a role model or may look up to you as a guide. Again, in the first week, we talked about eating properly. We talked about breathing exercises. We talked about getting the right mindset and also getting yourself around the right types of people. Part of that is looking at the circle in which you're presently with and reevaluating that circle and having an understanding that you and that circle need to serve each other. No one person needs to serve any one person. The true goal for a successful life is to help the many. If you can help the many, then you will have many people that want to help you, that want to grow with you, that want to develop with you. And part of that is getting rid of that negativity. So again, as we walk through together, because we're doing this process together, we're on the eighth day of the second week. Today I want to talk to you about the power of belief. But I also want to talk to you about something else. I want to talk to you about fear. Fear. Everybody knows how to spell fear, F-E-A-R. But false evidence appearing real is what a lot of people term the word fear to mean. And I think that part of the problem with a lot of us is that we have a lot of fear, and we have a fear of pain. We associate change. We associate developing. We associate taking that step forward in our own lives with pain. You know, we know that there'll be pleasure if we decide to go back to school. We know that there'll be pleasure if we decide to, you know, start walking and stop sitting on the couch. We know that there'll be pleasure in the end result. However, most of us are not willing to step forward and deal with the initial problem, which is pain. So this particular program is not only geared to try to work on your body, it's also trying to work on your mind so that you can clearly understand that the mind and the body are one, and that your previous patterns of thinking and your negative energies from the time that you were a baby until now are what are causing you to do the same things that you've been doing on a regular basis. We're looking at a revitalization process. And we're looking at that revitalization process so that we can create a new you, so that we can create new habits, so that we can basically dig your roots deeper. But we want to dig your roots. We want to pull the roots out of the bad soil and put those roots in good soil, good fertile land that will grow, that you can grow and develop on, that you can take a hold of. So in order to do that, we need to get rid of a lot of that negative thought, a lot of that negative impulse, a lot of that negative influence, and we need to embrace and internalize the manifestations of our inner processes so that we can have big dreams that we can achieve. All right, we want to set off a reaction. In some words, you might say we want to set off a chain reaction of results, and results that are positive instead of the results that most of us have been getting on a regular basis, which are negative. These negative results cause a negative domino effect, and we want to get rid of that negative domino effect. Okay, will there be some pain? Yes, there will be some pain. However, understand that that pain is worth it. Understand that you're worth it. Understand that that overall development is going to make you the great person that you are truly meant to be, instead of that shadow person that you're constantly displaying, that you're repeatedly displaying, not only to the world but to yourself. Please understand that no amount of makeup, no script will change who you are, okay? No primping or nails done or hair done or clothing or a house or particular group of people as far as money is concerned or people with celebrityism is going to make you a celebrity. It's also not going to make you a better person. The only person that can make you a better person is you, and that starts with your choices. So let's go back to pain. The other end of pain is pleasure. Now, the two things that I think most people have the most difficulty with in a situation like this is dealing with the pain and the pleasure. They know that there's going to be pain. However, they also know that there's going to be pleasure. And most people aren't willing to go through the pain so that they can feel and experience the pleasure. Again, the choice is yours. The decision to move forward with your life is your decision. But the first thing that we have to do is we have to accept the fact that in order for us to do the things that we need to do, we need to start on a positive direction and take that positive reaction of change and keep it moving. We need to just keep on pushing and keep on moving forward. Okay? We need to start stretching ourselves. All right, not only physically but mentally. Every morning when you get up, you should stretch. All right, your body physically needs to stretch every morning. Think about it. When you first get up, what's the first thing you do? You reach back. Oh, man, you know, I got to start this day or I got to go to work or what have you. The stretching part is the good part. The negative part is you're agonizing over something that you have to do instead of working to make it so that you can do the things that you want to do, all right? So that negativity can start when you first get up in the morning. The stretch, that's positive. You need to stretch every day. You need to stretch as much as possible. We all need to work on creating more flexibility within ourselves on a mental basis and on a physical basis. Plus that, remember that when you stretch, you're stretching, you're helping your circulation system, you're helping to clean away waste, toxins, other damaging cells. You're actually stretching yourself out every day, every second, there's a somewhat of a rebirth of a human person. Your cells are constantly regenerating. As your blood flows through, it's filtrating the bad out and bringing the good in. As you go to use through the natural chain of life, as you eat, sleep, and go to the bathroom, you're constantly reinventing. You're constantly improving yourself. And when I say you're constantly improving yourself, I'm talking about your body is filtering out all of the negative things. However, we also need to put less negative things within us, and we'll come back to that when we start talking about your fuel or the food that you take in. But stretching provides the body with a way to naturally and generally massage your existing lymph system, all right? Lymphs out of the nodes and all of that. It helps to channel you, and it helps your circulation and increases your overall range of motion. There are too many 50-year-olds that are walking around like they're 80-year-olds. You may be one of them. If you're not, then start stretching now so that you don't become one. If you are one of those people, then start stretching as much as you can so that you can re-establish, re-grab your original flexibility or level of flexibility. The other thing is your fuel, all right? What you take into your body helps for what you take out. There's an old saying, it says nowadays everybody's talking about going green. Well, that's what we need to do, all right? We, as people, are meat eaters, but I don't really think that we were truly developed to be meat eaters. There's nothing wrong with eating meat, nothing at all. I'm not downing it. I like meat myself. However, I think we need to start getting in more things that our body can process easily, that our body can use, that it can grab the nutrients and the minerals from and take those minerals and those nutrients and do what it is that they need to, that we need to do with those minerals and nutrients so that we can do the things that we need to do so that we can help to fuel our body, better ourselves, better our body, and so that we can get the full use. All right. In the next week, I want to challenge you guys to fuel your body with fresh, live foods. This means revitalizing yourself. I want you to eat green vegetables. I want you to eat things that are a little bit more natural, kind of stay a little bit more back from the meats and the processed things. The animals that we eat nowadays have a lot of processing in them. They're given a lot of fillers. Well, those fillers you're taking into you. All right, you don't want to take those fillers into you. Those things do not serve you. Your body cannot grab what it needs to grab from those particular animals because of the fact that those things are not natural, all right, which is what I'm talking about is the food that's fed to them. Now they were giving cows steroids and things of that nature. Well, that chemical doesn't totally dissipate from the body even after you cook that particular meat. Those chemicals are still within there. And if you're taking them in you, into you, then it's in you. The other day, myself and the family, we went down to one of the state parks. And while we were at the state park, I was reading a sign, you know, off of the pier by the water. And the sign basically said, you know, you can eat the fish, but please be careful because there's a certain chemical. I think it was PCB. PCB in the water, and the fish may contain this. So if you're pregnant or any of those things, they don't recommend that you eat the fish because by eating the fish, it could cause cancer and other health issues. This was the Potomac River. I mean, that just blew my mind. Now, I don't know if it was just in this particular little area of the state park where we were, but the fact that, you know, I'm looking at least 60, 70 people fishing in this water. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if you can't eat the fish, then why would these people be fishing in the water? But that's neither here nor there. What I'm talking about is more green foods, more live foods, more foods that your body can grab the enzymes from and process it. Also something that's not going to be hard for your body to take the particular enzymes and vitamins and minerals out of and then develop them. Please also understand that the body needs vitamins and minerals. I hear a lot of people talk about the fact that they eat more vitamins, but I don't really hear a lot of people talk about they eat more minerals. This is just a quick sidebar on the mineral thing. Your body needs minerals in order for your vitamins to process. So if your body needs minerals in order for the vitamins to process, then that means we need to take in more minerals. Please also understand that if you live in the United States was one of the number one providers or exporters of fruits, vegetables, and things of that nature than almost any other country. And a farmer does not get paid by the amount of minerals that are in an apple or an orange or a radish. He gets paid by the bushel. So a lot of our farmlands don't have a proper rotation of crops. So that means whatever that particular vegetable or fruit was supposed to pull out of the ground or supposed to be known to have in it, depending on how your particular farmer or the particular farmer in which your grocery store gets its groceries from handles their food, your food may not have the mineral content that you would expect it to have because all of those minerals have been basically sapped out of the ground by that particular plant. And it's because that plant keeps getting planted again and again and again and again. So we also need to look at what we eat. Now, if you're going to eat any vitamins or minerals, we also need to get vitamins and minerals that our bodies can actually take in. All right? And those things need to be either wrapped in an ion or chelated and be water-soluble so that when the body takes them in, that particular vitamin that you're taking is going to break down. And as soon as it breaks down, it'll be in the body longer so that the body can process what it needs to process. Because if your body can't grab it and process it, then it's really not going to do you any good. Natural and green things are going to break down relatively quickly in the body, and they're going to do what they need to do. Okay, the other thing that I really wanted to talk to you guys about today is, one, like I said, your diet, stretching, and your mindset, and understand that the pain that you experience while you're going through this little process is going to help you, and it's going to start your domino effect into positive things. Once you start doing these things, please understand that you're still going to have negative forces that try to come into your life. You're still going to have negative influences that try to come into your life. You need to do your best to remove those negative influences. If somebody's got something negative to say, just tell them don't talk to you. If somebody can't be positive with you, then maybe you need to reevaluate whether that person is truly a friend and a friend that you need to have as a friend. And maybe it might be one of the negatives that you need to remove from your life, remove from your corner, remove from your surroundings. Again, be careful of your friends because your friends, you may choose your friends, but your friends also choose you. And the problem is that that could cause you really a lot of particular problems. So, again, coming back to what I was saying before, the other thing that I want to talk about, besides, again, stretching and putting the proper fuel inside yourself is and avoiding negativity and getting away from those negative experiences, negative people, negative situations, which a lot of us seem to have a problem with, is to get up off your butt and do what you need to do. All right. The other thing is I need you to have some belief. Understand that you can do this. Understand that there's a power within you that's greater than any power ever known on earth. All you have to do is create your dream board and start thinking of the things that you're going to do once you've conquered the particular things that you're going to conquer. And each time that you hit a thing off on your dream board, every time that you hit something off in your journal, you're going to note it down. And that's going to be basically your success path. That's going to be, hey, I knocked this one down. I can knock the next one down. Now, remember your checklist that we talked about earlier. The first one was breathing. The next one, I believe, was hydration. The next one was you're going to be thinking positive and making positive associations. All right, for this week, we're now talking about stretching. We're talking about putting fuel in your body. We're talking about the pain and the pleasure and the positive interactions that you want to have with each person. Remind you, each time that we add to your list, we are adding one more thing. That doesn't mean that the other things go away. They are still applicable. So the first one was, like I said, breathing, getting in the proper amount of fluids, positive thinking, positive attitude. The second week, we're working on stretching. We're working on eating the right foods. We're talking about getting rid of the negativity in your life and also bringing more motivating and positive experiences into your life and into your situation. If somebody says a negative, you don't need to match that negative. You need to take that negative and say, okay, I don't need that negative. What's the positive? There's a positive in everything. There's a positive in everything. So, again, we are adding three more goals to your life. And the last thing that we were talking about comes back to positive thinking and comes back to avoiding that negativity, and that's belief. Have the faith in yourself that you can do it. Understand that you're going to have some obstacles. Understand that you're going to need to remove some people from your circle. Understand you're going to have to try to change the way that you think of things and how you talk to people and how you interact with people and how your actions also cause a reaction. And from that action and that reaction, you're going to basically create a rebirth of yourself. We're talking about taking those roots that are planted in bad soil and moving yourself, your plant, your tree, whatever you want to call yourself, into fertile ground. All right? You can't be on concrete. You're not going to be stable. You're not going to grow. You can't be on thorny ground. Why? Because the thorns and the vines are going to choke you out. All right? You can't be on weak ground because the weak ground won't hold the roots. We need to get on good, fertile ground, and that's what we're working on, so that we can get those roots deep, and then those roots can grow, so that no matter what happens, we can adjust, and we're going to stay planted. Now, I'm not saying that your trunk has to be so strong that you won't bend with the wind. Life is the wind. There's going to be things that are going to come. You don't want to be so rigid and so myopic in your way of thinking that when you are hit with a breeze, you're going to snap and break. You want to be able to be hit with a breeze or hit with a problem or hit with a circumstance or hit with a situation and be in a position where you can kind of lean with it, that you can kind of lean back with it, that you can kind of roll around and rotate with it and yet still be grounded, still have your purchase. All right? A couple of episodes ago, I talked about something called character. We all need to be more people of character, and we need to stop being characters. I think that that's a very profound statement. I really do. Again, which do you want to be? Do you want to be a character, as in a cartoon or somebody in a movie, or do you want to be a person of character, somebody that others look up to, plus you look up to yourself, somebody that your kids can look up to and say, I want to be just like daddy, or just like mommy, or just like uncle, or just like grandma, or just like cousin, or just like the guy or a lady down the street that is a person of substance and a person that is somebody that others should want to be like. You can only be yourself. Please understand that. You can never be anybody else. There's only one of you. You are unique. However, the good, the purposeful, and the useful part of you is what we're trying to focus on in the show. That's what we're trying to focus on as we, as in you and I, take this walk into self-improvement, as you and I take this walk into, I guess you'd call it, resource management of ourselves, in betterment of ourselves, all right? Think of it as you are the stop sign. You are the stoplight, all right? When a positive thing comes, you know you can go green. When a negative, you know that you can go green when a positive thing comes. But if a negative thing comes, or if you suspect a negative thing comes, then you need to stop and look at it for a second. You need to go yellow. And if it's something that is definitely negative, you need to stop and you need to not let it pass. There was a show that came on not too long ago. It wasn't Harry Potter. It was, I can't think of it, but in it, the wizard confronted this huge demon. And this huge demon went to try to go, the hobbit. And this huge demon wanted to try to go by on this bridge. And basically, you're kind of like your attitude is like that wizard. When this huge problem that comes up, this huge problem that you believe is life, this stressor that you don't think you can deal with, you need to decide that you're going to stand your ground. And you need to say, thou shall not pass. And don't let that negativity pass into your life. Don't let that negativity affect your loved ones. Don't let that negativity change the goodness in you or change the direction that you're going in, which isn't a good direction and is only going to help you for the betterment of your life. Again, this isn't about money. This is about you becoming one with you. This is about you living a dream life that most people will never experience. This is about you taking control of what you need to take control of so that you can have the things that few have, so that you can experience the things that few experience. Why? Because they won't take this challenge. And if they take this challenge, they won't take it all the way through. You're a winner. You're capable of winning on a level that is mind-boggling. You're capable of doing things far beyond what you've presently been doing. And once you've actually reached a goal, you'll find that you'll be able to do things far beyond that. So each and every day we're growing. Between stimulus and response, there is a choice. In that choice, we have the right to choose. We have the right to choose our response. In that response lies our joy, our happiness, and our future. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time. And please remember to choose wisely as you go through life. You have one life to live, so each and every day, choose wisely. Guard your mind. Guard your ears. Remember, what comes through your ears comes back into your mind, and what comes out your mouth comes back into your mind. So let's put positive thoughts, positive actions, and let's do positive things to go forward. You've already made some accomplishments because now you're on week two. Let's go ahead and make some more. This is a journey that you can make. Don't be afraid to take control of it. Don't be afraid to take control of you. Remember, you're doing this for much more than yourself. You're doing this for everyone you care about. And the fact that you are also going to win is just an added bonus. It's just an added bonus. So let's get off our butts. Let's get active and let's do the things that we know we need to do so that we can be the people that we want to be, so that we can have the things that we want to have and do the things that we know are right to do. Again, everybody, thank you very much for listening to the Zurian Show. We truly appreciate your listening. Please share the show with other people. And let's get everybody that we can possibly get on this little program that we're working together, and let's walk through it and let's be better people. All right, thank you very much. And again, everyone, have a great day. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and you take care. Today is now.